The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Before this episode of the Josh Terry Podcast gets started, we want to thank all of our sponsors. 3B Construction and Roofing, Your Choice Healthcare, Lori's Dive-In, DPF Alternatives. And they have a new address, by the way. It is 288 Edington Highway, Gray, Georgia, 31032. Nobles Networking, Project K9 Hero, who is a lifetime sponsor of the show. If you would like to figure out how to be a lifetime sponsor of the show, please message me now. Cottonfield Grill, Pearl Promoting, Back Road Park and Event Venue. Don't forget November 10th and 11th. We are over there for their Veterans Day celebration. Friday night is Tristan Baugh and Confederate Railroad. And on Saturday is Miss Ella Langley and Trey Lewis. I will be hosting the event. It is going to be an awesome time. Do not miss out. Tickets are available now. Cashman's Pub, Down Yonder Hat Co., Deep South Chemical, and we're bringing back an old feature that we haven't done in a while. Our Spotlight Song of the Month, an artist spotlight, is on Mr. Hunter Mounts and Kyle Austin. They just put out a song called Collard Greens. I really, really like it. I'm going to play it for you in a couple weeks whenever these boys come into the show. So do me a favor now. Go follow both these guys on social media and download our Song of the Month, Collard Greens, by Hunter Mounts and Kyle Austin. Better Than Basic. Miss Erica does our website. She does all our graphic design. She does everything for us. Please go check them out now for any of your social media needs, marketing needs, whatever. And check out thejoshterrypodcast.com, our official website. Grab some merch while you're there. And please leave a review and rate the show if you love this. Please help me grow. All I need you to do is take 5 minutes out of your time, go to Apple, Spotify, however you listen to the show, and leave a review. Leave us 5 stars. It helps us more than you know. I'm grateful for each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for making the show what it is. Now, I'll stop with the business side of the show now, and we'll get to talking. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy the show. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. Today's episode was not supposed to be about what it's going to be about. Last week, I made a video on TikTok, and it's this real badass woman, Miss Gonzalez. And she was supposed to be on the show today, but we pushed it back. She's over in California, and just, I don't know, time difference. We got a little confused on shit, but I got to put one out today. And me and her were going to talk about some stuff. She makes videos. She walks up to folks and she asks them, hey, would you ever date somebody that's plus size? And let me tell you, I love what she does. I do. I love that she kind of puts people in their place sometimes. And sometimes, you know, she kind of exposes them for being shallow and, you know, mean fucking people, right? For those who don't know, and I was supposed to have these conversations with her, but some of them, I think it was like a personal vendetta for me. So we're just going to, you know, we're going to talk about something else. If y'all did not know this, and before I get started with any of this shit, if you're struggling mentally, because a lot of this shit is going to be mental health stuff. If you're struggling mentally, please, it's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to say, hey, I feel a certain way. It's okay to be emotional. It is okay to get shit off your chest. Don't feel like you have to harbor all of this shit. Like, a lot of the stuff I'm going to tell you is personal shit. And I don't want any of y'all to ever think that you have to deal with shit by yourself. Because you don't. You have friends. You have family that love you and probably don't know the struggles going on in your head. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll start off with this, too, for those who had no idea. Growing up, I was a big kid. I was always the fat kid. I was always the chunky kid. I was always the one who had an extra 50 pounds on him that where nobody else did, right? And my friends, for the longest time, my nickname was Fat Boy. And none of my friends meant it in a disrespectful way. They were never mean about it. I'm sure, like, we poked fun at each other like kids do about all kind of shit. I got one friend who was in the Boy Scouts, and we used to pick on him about that, why we thought that that was funny when it's actually something really good. Was stupid. Like, it's just, you picked on kids about whatever. You picked on your friends. You talked shit to your friends. And we had another one that that we used to call Little Debbie. You know, we used to just talk shit to each other. One friend had a pink house, and we fucked with him about that. But anyway, so my thing was, is I was always the fat kid. And I'm serious, like always the fat kid. My friends had no idea, no earthly idea how bad it bothered me. And I always just joked and laughed and cut up about it. And it became such an insecurity to me that I have body dysmorphia so bad. Even to this day, if I walk past a mirror, I think I'm 350 pounds. I swear. I think that I'm busting out of every article of clothing that I put on. It hurt. I mean, it's something that I know that my brain is playing a trick on me. And, there's sometimes I post shit just to, you know, get validation that, hey, you're not 350 pounds. And it's a struggle for me. It is a huge issue to me every single day. It is the thing that I am most sensitive about in this world. I am so uptight about it. It is bad. I get really touchy. I get really sensitive. And that's where this is fixing to come from. So some people that I thought were my friends recently did a podcast. And one I still have not talked to, so I don't know where I technically stand with them. But several people sent me the comments that the other one made. Now, me and this other person, we ain't never been besties. No, I thought there was a mutual respect there. But there really wasn't. I guess not. And there was a comment made, and the only thing that I took offense to whatsoever was the fact that someone said, and I'm like, I'm not going to quote it word for word, but I better watch calling someone big or something like that because they're liable to cry. Yeah, so that's referring to me, if any of y'all didn't know that. And I've apologized to this, but now I don't feel like I need to fucking apologize to it anymore. Me and our friend Savannah, who I love dearly, up in Nashville, were sitting around at a bar very late one night, and I saw a message on her phone while she was sitting kind of like on my lap, on my knee, or something like that, and it was a text that I read wrong, I thought at the time, and maybe it still is wrong, but it was, why are you sitting on his fat ass lap when you could be sitting with me, or some bullshit like that. I was extremely intoxicated, so I really don't know what the truth is. I really don't know. But the next day after me showing my ass that night, and I did, I showed it in a very childish way, called some people, was ready to knock somebody the fuck out. That is my trigger. If you ever want me to get in a physical altercation with you, pick on me about my weight, because I can't, it does something to me. I don't know about you guys, if you have that one thing that you just cannot talk about, but it's my weight. Because I that's the demon that I fight every day. That is the demon that is in the mirror with me every single day. And it is so hard to explain that to anybody that's never been down that road. It is so hard to explain to someone who always could go into American Eagle or go into Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever, and they had clothes that fit you. It sucks that there are people out there that really don't know how hard it is to control your weight. Now, I'm not saying that, like, I have an eating disorder. I do not think I have an eating disorder. I really like food, and food comforts me. Food is I use it to cure stress. I use food to cure loneliness. I use food when I'm in an uncomfortable situation. Food has always been my go-to. Food's never let me down. And when someone attacks that side of me, it does something to me. It makes me block out every single thing else in my life besides that. And it makes me go look in a mirror and makes me feel bad about myself. And that's where the comment that I better not say big or they're going to cry, what they're referring to is a night that I got super upset and I cried. I cried because I can kick your ass. I can be more talented than you. I can have all these great things going for me in my life, but I can't control my weight. I can't put that extra side of fries down. I can't put that extra piece of cake down. I can't walk away from it. Like, it's almost an addiction, and I struggle with it. And the only reason I'm bringing any of this up, because I thank God for Reagan and me and her talking about this. By the way, this just kind of plays in it real well. I need y'all to look up Coach Ray. She helped me so much at the beginning of the year, and then I had to let her ass down. She's a fitness coach, a lifestyle coach. She'll show you how to eat right and all that good shit. And I just got off track, and I'm trying to get back on it again. And I definitely recommend her program. I know I'm moving in a couple weeks, and I'll be a lot closer to her. And when I do, I'm going to hopefully have her to push my ass to go to the gym every day is what I'm hoping for. But, you know, I just can't get it under control. And I had to have her talk me down the other day because I was so upset. Wasn't upset about any other accusations or anything else. I could give a fuck less about that. But I'm upset about the weight and the crying thing, the big comment. That pisses me off, but it doesn't just piss me off. It pisses me off for you guys. There's got to be some woman that's listening to this or some man that's listening to this that battles their weight every day. And people should not pick on that. You know, there's things that get posted in this world, and there are things that we watch, like 600 Pound Life and all this kind of shit. And I think a lot of it is meant as a joke, but I don't think it should be. You know, I've had to learn over time that there are a lot of things that aren't funny anymore. As a child, you think calling shit retarded is funny. It's not funny. You think calling shit gay is funny. It's not funny. None of those things that people struggle with is funny. Now, there's a difference if you're sitting here talking to someone and you're going back and forth and there's no malice in it. There's no hate in it. There's nothing like that. But there is something wrong when someone pokes at something like that. And I want anybody that listens to this show, if you are a plus size person, just know I'm there with you. If you are somebody who's lost a lot of weight and you still look in the mirror and you see that person that was bullied or that person that was picked on or that person that cried before because, like, goddamn, I look terrible in a mirror. I feel you. So people picking on me about crying, people picking on me about crying when that button is pushed. I have a huge issue with it. And I want you guys just to know that I'm here for you. From a mental health standpoint, I am here for you. I don't care if you're big, small, petite, whatever the hell you are. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Sexy doesn't have a size. And people that knock other people for shit like that, you know, I can't say because I don't know how this person views themselves, and I'm not going to say that they meant it that way. But usually when somebody picks on somebody else about somebody's physical appearance, it's because they're not confident with themselves. They have their insecurities, and they want to project their insecurities onto someone else and make them feel bad. And in this situation, I was made to feel bad. And it took me a couple days. And I wanted to have Miss Gonzalez on today so we could talk about it. The show was already scheduled for today last week before the comments were even made. Before the comments come out, I think it was probably recorded before then. And I wanted to ask her about it. The more I thought about it all week, the more I was going to wait till today. And I was going to ask her, as a plus-size, beautiful woman, how much does she struggle with that? And that's why I respect what she does so much, because it's like it's looking assholes in their face when they say, no, I'd never date a plus-size girl. And she's like, why? You're a shallow piece of shit. She probably doesn't say it the way I would right here, but yeah, same thing. That shit irks me. Now, growing up where we grew up, you know, you don't have nothing but fat food and good taste and shit. And some of us, it affects different than everybody else. Some of us, they were not raised in a house where you got these healthy-ass meals. You know, I grew up more on the broke side, the poor side, than the rich side. No, we never went without. I've said that a lot on this show, but there was times we struggled. And, you know, all you could get was those fucking double cheeseburgers and those 20-piece nuggets and shit. I didn't grow up eating good. And after I got done playing sports in high school, I blew the fuck up. When I quit running, exercising, doing anything, I blew up. But even when I was in good shape, I was bigger than everybody else. Like, my buddies were 140, 150, and I was 200 in high school. You know, and now I've got almost 100 pounds on damn near everybody. I shouldn't say that. I probably don't have 100. But at my most, I was 330, and right now I'm about 240. And even going and trying weight loss medication, and shout out to my doctor right now that's got me on some great shit, Miss Lynn Brown at Your Choice Healthcare over in Eastman. Y'all guys need to check her out. She's got me on some really good stuff right now that is helping. But I'm having to learn to walk away from food. I don't even think that it's medicine, really. I think it's an internal thing with me. I think it's so comforting to eat that, you know, that's just what I'm accustomed to. You know, that's how I drown my fucking my bad days or whatever. I made some spaghetti bake yesterday. That was hella fattening. Super bad for you. So good. But it was because I was stressed to the fucking max. And I didn't even realize it until later on. Like, I was so stressed. So aggravated. And all this shit. And now, I've had time to sit here and think about it for the past couple of days. And as I was scrolling through TikTok a while ago, I saw a girl on there and she was crying. And she was upset about her weight. And I was like, you know what? I said I wasn't going to do this. I said I wasn't going to talk about anything else that was said about me in another show. But the weight thing doesn't just affect me. It affects everybody. You know, I make a lot of stupid fucking jokes, but I don't pick on people. Like, if I pick on you, it's because I love you and there's no malice in it. There's no hate in it. There's me talking to you and joking with you and giving you shit. And hopefully you give it back. When people do that when you're not around, it's hurtful and it's hateful. And it's a bitch move, to be honest with you. You know, it's where, for those who don't know, I am big on one thing. If I have a problem with you, I will, if I see you in public, or I will ask you to meet me in public. If you do that, somebody actually did this. Shout out to Colin. I think it's Calling Me Daddy or some shit on Instagram. Look dude up. He completely changed my opinion of him the other night, and I have a lot of respect for this dude now, where I was not very nice to him at all. I was a cunt 100% when I first met him. Probably wrong about the dude. Dude was nice. Dude even told me if there was some stuff that he could help me with that he'd like to. Okay? And he had enough balls to walk off with me and have a man-to-man conversation. Dude got my respect if he ain't got nothing else. Even if we don't ever speak again, dude's got fucking gorilla nuts walking off with me while I'm drunk and sensitive and mad about some shit. But he did, and he talked to me like a grown man. When someone else is given the option of doing that, anybody, is given the option and you don't, it's a bitch move. And then if you want to talk about somebody's deepest insecurity, it's kind of even more of a bitch move. You know, I don't want any of y'all out there to feel the way that I feel. And the only way that I'm going to feel better is by expressing to you guys and doing what I always do, doing what the show is made to do, to take a negative and turn it into a positive. To take the worst day of your life, or the worst, this wasn't the worst day of my life by any means, just so y'all know, I'm just using this as a reference, to take your worst day of your life and find the good in it, to find the lesson to learn in it, you know? And the lesson to learn with all of this is I have to work more on myself. I have to work to where people's smart-ass comments don't get the best of me. That people's hurtful comments don't get the best of me. I can't let what somebody else wants to use that knows is a trigger for me. And they know this because I've apologized to them and told them the story with it. Like, I've told them how bad this affects me. You know, one thing that I had to learn after my suicide attempt back in 2010 was I had to learn how to express your feelings. In the South, we are taught, or just men in general are taught, and a lot of girls are probably taught this too, that if something bothers you, you bury it the fuck down. You bury it down and you just leave it alone. You can't control what other people say or do. And that is true. You can't. But burying it down and not processing it and putting it out there is not the way to handle it. Expressing your feelings in a healthy way is what you need to be doing. And lashing out at people or trying to make people feel bad is not the way to do it. It's not at all. But I think crying is. I think crying and getting it off your chest is very healthy. And for someone to pick on me and give me shit for expressing my feelings and making myself feel better, one, makes me glad that this person isn't going to be around me ever again. And two, it kind of makes me feel bad for them. It does. It makes me be like, why would you attack something that you know that bothers me? Why would you purposely say some shit like that, knowing it's going to hurt me when I've been nothing but nice to you? You know why? Because you're mean. You're a fucking mean person. You don't think that there are men and women that listen to you or watch your social media and think to themselves, you know, after hearing that comment, well, what about me? I'm plus size. Would you pick on me if somebody hurt my feelings? Would you give me shit if someone called me fat or big and I cried? What would you do? I mean, that's the thing. You've got people, and women struggle with this, I think, more than men. There are women out here that battle their weight. And like me, you put me on a strict diet and I have somebody watching over me and taking my ass to the gym. Like, I've done it before. I dropped from 330 down to whatever it was, 210, 215 in a year and a half because my buddy Cobb was right there up my ass taking me to the gym and making me go. But women don't have it that way. Women struggle way harder to lose weight and to get comfortable in their own skin, especially after kids. Especially, like, there's so many factors. And for someone to take a jab at that, I don't know. It's, you know, I always say, like, you're supposed to pray for these people. Pray for somebody who doesn't see the world from another point of view. And fuck, I do. I pray for them. But at the same time, any of y'all that were bullied as a kid, you get to this stage to where you're tired of fucking getting bullied and you fight back. Now, there's a couple different ways you fight back. It's one, you literally put somebody's fucking teeth down their throat. But what does that solve? Nothing. That's not the way to be. You fight back by actually doing something about your weight or doing something about the insecurity that you can change. You know, there's a lot of people that have insecurities about their fucking their ears or flabby skin or whatever. Some fucking messed up teeth or some shit. I don't know. Everybody has their own insecurities. The last thing you ever want to do, in my opinion, as an adult, is fuck with somebody about those insecurities. Hell, they even tried to, I shouldn't say they, because all I heard was from one individual, is somebody even attacked my age. I'm 36 years old. If you are as successful as me by 36 years old, when you have, I'm not going to go down that road. If you're as 30, when you're 36 years old, you should be lucky to be in my shoes. I have amazing friends and that I can call family. I get to do the career that I want to do every single day when I get up. I have a wonderful daughter. I have a great life. I can go do whatever the fuck I want to now, and every time I'm going to have people that love me there. And it's not just one or two people. There are fucking 10, 15 people now to where I used to didn't have that many that call me every other day, tell me they love me. It's not just one. I'm blessed. I am so blessed to be the person that I am today. Now, the age thing didn't really bother me, but it's whatever. I don't really give a shit. Only thing I would say to that is there's a lot of people that you are around that is older than me. Now, shout out to my old buddies. Me and Trey Lewis are the same age. Nikki T's older than me. Matt Burrell, same age as me or close to it. Now, we're old. We're paying our dues. We're still getting there, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with being old. Older to violin, the sweeter to music. I don't give a shit about that. But I even there's people that I know that battle their weight every day. Luke Combs did Joe Rogan's podcast a couple months ago, and he says in the podcast that his biggest regret in life will be if he does not get his weight under control before he dies. When he said that, I cried. I cried like a baby. I've heard Jelly Roll talk about this shit. You know, you want to get mad or you want to talk shit about people when they get upset about their weight. Now, I'm not a sensitive person. I'm really not. I'm tenderhearted as fuck. Now, you'll see me cry at a Hallmark movie, a dog dying in a movie, anything to do with my daughter. My daughter, God, it was one of the best moments of my life. She was with me at Live Oak the other day. She helped host. But on the way up there, one of her friends had posted some dumb shit. And my daughter had reached out to them because it was about cutting themselves. My daughter was like, I don't think this is funny. My dad has struggled with mental health stuff. And now he talks to people about it. And my daughter, Like, and she told the other girl, like, I'm sensitive about this. Please don't say this shit or act this way around me. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's one thing if it's real, but it's a whole nother thing if somebody's just doing shit for attention. And to hear my child stand up to somebody like that, it made me cry. Reagan probably laughed her ass off in the truck with us that night because, I mean, it was a very sensitive moment. And then at Live Oak the other day, I cried because my daughter was there with me and she was helping me host. And I don't care if there was 200 people there or if there was two people there. I was working with my daughter. How much more in this world can you ask for than the person that you love the absolute most being part of your dream too? It was beautiful. And like I said, I don't want to make this just about that comment. If you are a plus size person, I want you to know you are fucking beautiful. If every once in a while you get upset and you cry, or even if you are someone who's very skinny and you struggle with putting on weight and you're just not happy with your body, and you get upset when someone calls you bony or small or something like that, and you cry, just know it's okay. We're all struggling with that shit. Every one of us in one way or another are not happy with ourselves. You know, everything else in my life, probably besides my love life, that shit kind of sucks. But I've kind of done that to myself, though. I've kind of put career over everything else. And then when a good woman comes along and knocks me on my ass, I'm going to pay attention. But until then, it's about me. It's about me and my career and my child. And I don't want any of you guys to think, oh, well, I'm alone out here. I get emotional. I get sad. I get fucking tore up that I can't, you know, not eat that other fucking chicken nugget or that other sandwich or whatever. Or that, you know, like I said, you can't gain weight to the more petite people. I get it. And you're not alone. And you should be able to express yourself. You should be able to every once in a while have a you moment to where when somebody says something ugly or something hits you wrong, break down. Let that shit out. Let it out. Process it. Holding it in is not going to do anything good for you. Holding it in is just going to make more of a problem. Now, don't do this either. Don't always bitch about it, but never do anything about it. Don't always get upset about it and never do anything about it. You know, if you're that unhappy with yourself, there's still time for you to make yourself happy. There's still time for you to be satisfied with your appearance. Body dysmorphia is one of those things that probably no matter how you ever look, however skinny you get, in shape you get, how much weight you gain if you are skinny or anything like that, it's always gonna fuck with you when you look in that mirror. Every time. I got to feeling so bad the other day. I'm not a conceited person. Every once in a while I post shit because I need validation. Every once in a while I'll get to feeling bad about myself. I'll be like, I'm gonna go take a badass selfie or whatever, right lighting, right filter, all that good shit. And I want to be told I'm fucking pretty. I want to be told I'm handsome that day, you know? I need it for my psyche. You know, I can tell myself all day, you're doing good, Josh. You're doing fucking good. But sometimes I need somebody else to say it. Somebody else I need to say, damn, you're a bad bitch today, buddy. I know some of you women out there, I hope your confidence through the roof, and I hope you don't need anybody. But sometimes it's nice to be like, damn, she's a baddie. She is hot. And it doesn't matter what fucking size you are. Sexy doesn't have a size. Being attractive is a package, dude. And when people attack that shit because you're not their cup of tea, that doesn't mean you're not somebody's cup of tea. That doesn't mean that somebody out there isn't finding you extremely attractive. Bad thing is, we only listen to the negativity. training yourself to only listen to positive things said about you. Said about you. I can't fucking talk now. That's what we ought to be doing. Let me get a sip of water. I mean, it's every day. There's a girl. I like her very, very much. She's extremely sweet. She is with Extreme Party Bus, Miss Tiffany and them. I really like Miss Tiffany, by the way. Y'all check out Extreme Party Bus in Nashville. They are fucking awesome to me. Joni. I think I'm saying her name right. I'm the fucking worst person on the planet with names. I saw her post something a while ago, and it was like, hold on, I'm trying to look it up because I don't want to misquote somebody, and then they'll be like, oh, he sucks. I don't think I've even said her name on the show before. And it won't quit clicking on John Langston. There we go. Now we're on it. All right. So, Joni posted this a while ago. Where the fuck did it go? Where the hell did it go? Right here. It said, fat in quotation marks, but at least I'm cute. This woman's not fat. This woman's an attractive woman. It's a good-looking woman. But it's like, why do we even have to put that on there? Reagan gets on my ass all the time about saying, oh, my fat ass or whatever. And I'm so accustomed to it, but that word is fucking ugly. You know, that word is ugly. I've used it because I want to show confidence in myself and my size. And truth be told, I'm probably not. I'm probably just projecting that way. But internally, I don't probably feel that fucking way. Internally, I'm probably like, damn, I do kind of feel bad about myself today. I wish somebody would say I wasn't fat. That psycho shit going on in your head or that subconscious stuff is a bitch sometimes. But I think we all deal with it. And that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm talking about it. Because I want you guys to know I'm not 100% confident with myself. I cry. I get upset. I put on jeans before when I go through these phases where I gained 10 pounds out of fucking nowhere in jeans that were loose and I was happy. 2 months ago, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm going to bust the button. And that's not even the case, man. It's my head. And yeah, I mean, I gained some pounds. Don't get me wrong. But the jeans still fit. I think that needs to be like a metaphor for all of us. That even when we're unhappy, the stuff that we put on still fits. You can look in that mirror and you can give yourself all the shit that you want and you can be disgusted or mad with yourself or a little pissed off that you let yourself get back to this phase or this stage after making yourself feel better and losing some weight. But if your clothes still fit, and they're just a little bit more snug, then that means you're not that far away from being where you want to be, right? And that's like the thing that I want you guys to please understand. One, vent. One, if you're upset, it's okay to be upset. I'm not scared of crying. If anything, me being more comfortable with my emotions since my suicide attempt in 2010 has probably helped save my life more times than I can count. When I'm mad, I'm fucking mad, dude. I let that shit out. I get it off my chest. I do not harbor it. When I'm sad, I cry. When I'm in a lovey-dovey mood, you can best believe I'm snuggling the shit out of you and telling you how much I love you and kissing you on the forehead and not being able to get enough of you. When I'm feeling any other type of way, I'm going to express it. And I have a problem expressing it to the 10th degree. Like, and if any of y'all are like that, it's okay. You're letting your emotions out. You're not suppressing shit. You're not pretending to be okay when you're not okay. That is so unhealthy. It's okay to not be okay. I know how cliche that is, but it's the fucking truth. If you're struggling, let it out. One thing about me, you're not going to fucking pick on me for expressing myself and making myself better mentally. But I also don't want other people to be put off or put down by the comments of somebody thinking it's okay to say, I better not say big or whatever the fuck they said because they're going to cry. It's okay to express yourself. it's okay to express yourself. Make yourself healthy, mentally, physically, whatever. And like I was saying about the clothes a while ago, they still fit, even they're a little tight. Or maybe you're just one or two sizes away from where you want to be. You're not far. You just need to push yourself. You know, this right here, I'll go ahead and tell you before I get off of here. This has motivated me to where it used to would have crushed me. It used to would have hurt my fucking, my feelings are still hurt. But it used to would have hurt my feelings so fucking bad that I would have just lashed out in anger. But what does that do? What does being angry do? It's not healthy. It's not. You know, I saw this thing that Mike Tyson posted today. I'm going to let y'all hear it. Hold on a second. Can you tell me? Yes, ma'am. And Jennifer. This is Back Row Park event venue that's messaged me right now, and I'm giving some tickets away to social media personalities in Alabama, I think. And anyway, I got to give them names. They needed them now, not later. Anyway, I want y'all to hear this Mike Tyson thing.
Alexander, Napoleon, I know them all. I read them all, I studied them all. I know the art of fight, I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared. That's why they feared me when I was in the ring. Cause I was annihilated, that's all I was born for. Now those days are gone, it's empty, I'm nothing. I'm working on being the art of humbleness. Can you be with me? That's the reason why I'm crying, cause I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Cause sometimes I feel like a bitch. Because I don't want that person to come out. Cause when he comes out, hell is coming with him. And it's not funny at all.
So I heard that this morning. I obviously was not a fighter. Obviously not. But I was a mean person for a long time, and it was because I didn't let my emotions out and I didn't know how to process them and I didn't know how to go about expressing them. And where he says right there at the end, I don't ever want to see that guy again. I fucking hate that guy. I don't want to be that way, and I don't want you guys to be that way. I know what happens when I get that way. I'm liable to end up with fucking cuffs on my wrist and someone hurt, and all it does is hurt me. Throwing a punch is not how you get respect in this world. It's how you scare the fuck out of people, and, you know, it is what it is with that. But I don't want to be scared. I want to be respected. And talking to you guys now, if nothing else came out of this shit, besides for me letting you plus size people know, or even the folks that battle with being skinny, you're beautiful. You're perfect just the way you are. If you want to get healthier, but be comfortable in your own skin. And if people upset you, or you upset yourself because of those insecurities, process them. Let them out. It's going to make you feel better about yourself, I promise. You know, I'm going to pray on this a little bit more. I'm going to have peace with it. I'm working on having peace with it. There's a certain things I don't need in my life. And I'm not going to be around people that think it's okay to talk like that. But I'm probably better off for it. You know, I probably am. Because when the rest of the people that I consider family, people that have gone places with us, feel the need to message me and say, I'm just letting you know, you're a good-looking dude. You're not big. Like, they know how sensitive I am about that. And, you know, I feel bad that people have to go that road. I will talk shit all day, every day. I will pick on you to your face all day, every day, because that's how I show love. Me talking shit to you is how I grew up expressing my feelings to my friends and talking shit to them and expressing how much I love them. No, there's not going to be a single time that I ain't going to run into Lee Tucker or Mark Oria and we're going to look at each other and be like, you fat piece of shit. There's never going to be a time. But it doesn't come from someone trying to make a joke out of you. It doesn't come from somebody trying to be hateful and poke at those insecurities. It comes from someone who loves you. And you know you can just say some shit back to them. It's talking shit. If you're around people that do that, it's probably best that you leave them alone because they don't care. They don't care about you. They are knocking you down to try to build themselves up. And I won't do that. I refuse to do that. I hope I didn't do it with this episode. This episode is about turning a negative into a positive. This episode is about taking something that bothered me and letting the rest of you know it's okay. It's okay to process it. It's okay to cry. It's okay to get upset about your biggest insecurities. You know, I'm not going to be bullied another day in my life. I'm not saying that's what this is, by the way. I really don't even think that that's what this is. A bully will usually do that shit to your face, not through, you know, social media. So I don't think it's bullying in this particular instance. But every time I mentally go back to that kid in high school, that kid in middle school, that kid in elementary school, they got picked on and called fat. The husky boy, the chubby boy, the one doing a truffle shuffle every fucking where. You know, I let my friends call me that and let them think that it was okay. But it always bothered me. My friends never meant it in a hateful way. I love all you boys. Anytime that y'all ever called me fat boy or whatever growing up, and I know that was my nickname and shit. I had it on some baseball jerseys and other stuff. But it always bothered me that I wasn't built like everybody else. And I'm not going to let people that don't love me. I'm not going to let people that aren't playing when they say that kind of stuff say it anymore. I'm going to stand up to them. And I hope you do. I hope you do. Take that power back today. Take it the fuck back. I really want you to. I don't want you to sit there and think about how people have upset you from the names they have called you or the things they've picked on you about. Be proud of yourself. Be happy with your fucking self. Know that you're doing the best you can. And if you don't think you're doing the best you can, then figure out how you can get there. Figure out how you can do more to make yourself happy. And if you cry along the way, just know it's okay. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. I will holler at you later.